What's on my heart today to share has been one of the things that, as you know, we have been doing over the past several weeks is not only encouraging, but pressing and pushing everyone in Christ's community to engage with God's word, step up their engagement with God's word, not just continue where they're at, not just be satisfied with the, devotion time that they have in the morning, in the evening, or any time during the day. And we've been doing this, as you know, with two little reminders. One is called, the hashtag we use is called Do Something for Your Faith, because faith is related, associated, directly linked with God's word. It is from God's word that our faith arises in us. Faith arises in us because we engage with God's word and the truth. That's what causes it to actually arise in us. And our faith is made stronger as we deepen our relationship with God's word. So we have been using that hashtag, Do Something for Your Faith, and abbreviation MMS, which stands for Memorize, Meditate, and Study God's Word. Now, these are just tools and reminders, and we have been pushing and pressing on this issue for no other reason than the fact that we believe that it's God's call to His people to get into a deeper engagement with Him through His Word. It's God's call to His people, to you, to each one of us individually. And it's really important that we heed God's call, that we respond to God's call. And what I want to share this morning is the importance of that. Heeding and responding to God's voice is something that's so important, so important. And one of the greatest things that you will find is that the very fact that God speaks into our situation, the very fact that we can come together and we can hear God's voice through us and with, through one another as we come together, whether it's on Sundays here, on the cell groups on Fridays, or on Wednesdays when we come, it's such a privilege that we can hear God's voice, that God is still speaking to us. There was a period in the life of the nation of Israel, which was God's nation in the Old Testament, there was a period when we see that, I'll just read the verse for you as an introduction. It says Samuel, who was born to his mother, Hannah, who had no child, who was barren, and after she prayed desperately, God used that opportunity and moment to give her Samuel, who she actually had already promised to give to the Lord. So God was working there through Hannah. And right at the beginning, now in chapter 3 of 1 Samuel verse 1, it says, "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli." Eli was the high priest at that time. And it says, "And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision." What a disaster. What a catastrophe. What a crisis. It says, "The word of the Lord was rare in those days, and there was no frequent vision." It is such an indictment when that happens. When God's word is not coming to us, when we are not hearing God knocking at our doors in some way or in some form, it is a big disaster. And it says here that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. It was catastrophic. It was suffering. It really is for a nation that belongs to God. And there was no word from God. It was so rare. There was no frequent vision. And it's such a privilege that we can still hear God's voice. And for me personally, just as an example, when I started to understand that, God is a God who speaks, God is a God who does speak into our situation, into our lives, both individually and as His people as well. When I started to understand that, and I began to hear God through His word as I studied His word in speaking into my life, and when a few days would pass that I didn't hear God's word, I'd begin to cry out to God. And I would say, "God, just say something to me, even if it's to break me apart, even if it's to totally floor me, please say something." Because it's such a disaster and a huge crisis when this happens. The word of the Lord was rare in those days, and there was no frequent vision, is what it is. It's such a disaster. You are a people of God, and you're not hearing God's voice. God's voice is not coming to you. You are not hearing God speaking to you as His people. It is a huge disaster. It is not common. It is not the standard for God's people. And that's why it says here that it was rare and there was no frequent vision, because it was out of the norm. It was not normal. And it's something that's why we need to appreciate when God speaks to us, when God calls to us, when God has something to say to us. We need to heed His voice. And I just want to just say a few reasons why we need that and why it's important for us to do that. And why even God calls to us and speak to us. And one of the first things that we need to make note of is the fact that God speaks to us into our situations because He needs our willingness. He needs our will to work with Him and alongside Him. God can and does work in our lives. He cannot do it without us being actively involved with Him. He cannot achieve the purpose that He has for you and for me without me and you actively engaging with God. That active co-working is very, very important, and that's why God speaks into our situation. That's why we need to hear what God has to say. And that's why David is credited by God Himself as being a man after His own heart, because we see David since his childhood just asking God, should I go do this? Because he wanted to live the purpose of God in his life. He was interested. He desired to do what God wanted him to do in his life. That was important for him. Therefore, he came to God and he always asked God, should I do X, Y, and Z? Should I go after my enemy? And God would speak to him because he sought God's voice. And the more we seek God's voice, the more we want it, the more we desire it, God is more than willing to oblige. He's more than willing to oblige. He has spoken through His word. I'm going to show you that the word is primary in everything when we hear God's word. But it is important that we understand that we can only achieve, God can only achieve His purpose for you and for me as a people as well as individually when we actively engage with Him, when we are willing co-workers with Him. Without that willingness, without our active engagement, God is not able to do that. So He has to speak into our situation. And the second reason that we need to note is that when God speaks, He doesn't do it randomly and without reason. God always has a good cause and a good reason for speaking and for calling out to us. And as I said, when God calls us right now as His people to engage in a more meaningful and deeper way with His word, and as we just used these little reminders like the hashtag and the abbreviations to remind us to do that, just to help us create a structure and framework within which we can do and respond to what God is calling us to do, as we do that, God has a reason for doing that. God does not just say, oh, do this. You know, sometimes when you are in a workplace and your managers either, especially in retail, your managers see you kind of standing around, not doing anything. They'll just create a job. They'll say, oh, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And God is not like that. God may be, as I always say, an incessant communicator. And He is an incessant communicator. He wants to communicate with His people because he's engaged in a relationship here. And he is an incessant communicator. He may be that, but he's not a senseless communicator. He doesn't communicate without cause, without reason, or just senselessly. He has a reason. God has a good reason. And He doesn't do it without purpose. And there's always something that's causing Him to speak or making His voice heard to His people. And that reason, we may not necessarily always see it immediately. It may not be obvious for us because we do not have that foresight that God has. We don't. We simply don't. We don't have the foresight that God has. You know, God knows everything. He knows everything. He sees everything in our lives. There's nothing that is hidden before God when it comes to our lives. Not only the things that we have now and are happening now in our life and we are even anticipating, but He knows every single day of our lives until the end of our days here on earth. Turn with me to Psalm 139. The Psalms being a poetic book, David puts it poetically in verse 16 when he says, speaking to God, and in his prayer, he says, Psalm 139, verse 16, he says, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book, just take that. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. I'll read it again. Your eyes, he says, saw my unformed substance. Before I was even put together, he was saying, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, referring to the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. And he's saying that every single one of the days that we are living on this earth were written in God's book before they even started, before even we said day one. God has written, God knew every single one of those days. Now I want to make a point here that this does not mean that God has determined and decided all the mistakes that we're making and everything that we're doing. It doesn't mean that. So are all the mistakes I make or I will be making God's will? The answer is no. Okay? He says it, God knows the mistakes that I will be making, but he doesn't ordain them. He doesn't determine them. And that's what David is saying here, is that all the days of my life, each one of them were written in your book because you know them. Your knowledge, God, is so vast, is so great, is so beyond me that you know every single day that I will live and what that day would look like. Every single day of my life, before even day one was counted, you knew every one of them. And God has a reason, therefore, when he speaks into our lives and into our situations. I'm just encouraging you to heed God's voice in general for your life, to not overlook God's voice in your life, to not be casual or neglect God's voice when it comes to you in any form or in any shape. And because God knows every single day of our lives, you know, when he speaks into our lives, this is where he's coming from. You know, you're getting the benefit of his foresight into your life. Do you get what I mean? You're getting the benefit of his foresight, which you don't have any idea of. You don't know what's happening in your life. You know, you might plan it. You might have it all worked out and put into corners and into kind of place. But only God knows exactly how it's going to pan out. Only God knows that. And because he knows that, he speaks into your life. Because he knows what's around the corner, which me and you don't, he speaks into our lives with that knowledge. And we benefit from his foresight when we heed God's voice. When we value God's voice in our lives. And when God speaks into your life, he's effectively offering you insight from your future. If you want me to put it that way. He's offering you insight for your future. He is speaking from a place of certain knowledge, not guesswork. No. He is speaking from that place of absolutely knowing where you are going and heading. And where required, where necessary, he is saying something into your life. And when God says to us that, you know, when God is calling us into a deeper engagement with his word, let's not take it casual, because God has a reason. God knows why he's doing this. He has a reason. I don't know exactly. I can only say the benefits, the general benefits of engaging with God's word on a deeper level that God is calling us to. I can say and make case for it from scripture, which is strong, and we can make that case. But over and beyond that, God knows with each and every one of us that our faith needs to be strengthened for the challenges that lie ahead in our lives. It is now that God says you need to put time and effort into digging deeper into his word. It is now that God says that you need to make sure that your engagement with God's word is deeper than what it has been in the past. And none of us would disregard or ignore the advice of someone who knows our future, who knows everything about us, who knows what will happen in our lives. And this is exactly what David is saying. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, and yet there was none of them, he says. And the amazing thing is, just immediately after that, you see how much David values God's thoughts for his life and on his life. Verse 17, he says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God, he says. That's it. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God, he says, because this God knows everything. And how can his thoughts not be precious? How can his word or his voice to us not be precious? And that's what you love about David, is the fact that he has this knowledge of God, but at the same time he has that he values what God has for him. And that's why he says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God? How vast is the sum of them, he says in verse 18. And is God's voice precious to you? Do you value God's voice and God's thoughts and God's take on your life, that God communicates to you, that God passes to you, that God, when he speaks to you, is that valuable enough for you? Is precious enough to you? Do you find value in that? And that's what God is calling us to do, to follow in the footsteps of David, to be people who really value God's thoughts. He said, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God, he said, beyond words. They are so precious, he says. And when they are so precious, God's thought and God's mind is literally, literally revealed in his word. You find it in his word. And again, that's what God is drawing us into. That's what God is drawing us into. You know, drawing us into his self-revelation. When God calls us to go deeper in his word, you know, through memorization, meditation, and study of his word. And all the things that we do on the outside are just tools and structures to get us to do that. Not only the, you know, hashtags and abbreviations, but even the study guides that we have out here that I've brought so that people can benefit from them is to help us structure our lives so that we can indeed engage on a deeper level. That we can do what God is calling us to do. And the third reason that God speaks into our lives, by the way, guys, is because we are his people. We are his people. He is in a relationship. He is in a relationship with us. His father heart does not allow him not to speak into our situation, not to speak into our lives. And that's what God is all about, is we are in a relationship with him. We're on this journey of discovering God and knowing God and walking with God. And God is there speaking into our lives. Just like Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, he talks about how he takes the gospel to people. And he says, for the love of Christ constrains us. There's something constraining us here that we can't stop talking to people about Jesus. And it's the same with God. God is constrained with his love for you. He cannot not speak. He cannot not share what is on his heart and what he knows which you don't. Keep in mind that every single day of your life, in your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them, is what David said. Everything is known by God. Everything is known by God. It isn't written out by him so that this is the mistake that I want Ephraim to fall at. No. But because he knows that is happening, years in advance, he's going to prepare me. He's going to not let me know that that's a mistake there that I'm going to fall in, but he's saying, do this now. Now is the time that you do this, so that in 10 years' time, in 5 years' time, in 2 years' time, whatever it is may not happen. You would be able to withstand the challenges to your faith and to his plans and purpose in your life. And nothing God does in your life or instructs you is ever designed or purposed to harm you. That's what we always need to remember as well. Whatever God says, whatever he commands us to do, whatever he instructs us, it is never intended by him ever to harm us. It's not. Most Christians know the verse that I'm going to read from Jeremiah 29:11, and some of us may even know it by heart. And it's in a place of captivity that the Israelites were taken. They were exiled to Babylon, and God speaks to them through the prophet Jeremiah. And I'm just going to read that part where God says to them in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, even in that place where they were in captivity, even in that place where they were not happy with, God was still in his grace speaking to his people. In his grace. And he says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil. And in another version says, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. This is God. This is his character. This is what God is revealing, is that he's not telling them everything that he has planned for them, but he's making sure that they understand his character. They need to understand his nature. And that's one of the things that we just need to do, and that's what engaging with God's word does for us, is we just get God's character. You literally get it. If you engage with God's word, you get his character, because that's him revealed. And here God is saying to them, I know the plans I have for you. They're not plans to harm you, guys. It's to prosper you. It's for your welfare. It's for your good. This is who I am. I am speaking to your situation, and I know what's happening in your lives at the moment, but this is who I am. I don't expose you or hand you over to harm. His instruction and your guidance in our life is for our profit. It's for our profit. And in fact, in Isaiah 48:17, that one I would really love you to turn with me to Isaiah 48:17. God makes, again, reveals himself so openly and says to his nation, the people of Israel at that time, and that's his character, and that's the same, you know, revelation of God applies to us today as well, because this is God's character in that relationship he has with his people. So Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. And this is what the Lord says through the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit. Did you note that? There's nothing else. God is not there to teach you to... He's not there to take things away from you. He's not there to impoverish your life. He's not there to make life miserable for you. This is his character. This is who he is. And he says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. And he says, who leads you in the way you should go. And this is God's heart. This is the Father's heart, and his desire is that we learn from him, because he is the one who actually makes, you know, his role in our lives, he says, is to teach you to profit. This is who I am, is what God is saying. This is his promise to his people. This is his declaration to his people. He says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. Okay? Who teaches you, in another version, it says, what is best for you. And leads you in the way you should go. And this is God's heart. And it's as if God is declaring, as your God and the one who's redeemed you, this is my role in your life, to teach you what is best for you and lead you in the right way you should be going. That's why God's voice is important. He teaches us to profit for our benefit. He leads us in the right way. And that's why God's voice becomes so important as we come together, as we hear his voice through his word, as we engage with him as he instructs us to, especially at this time, to go deeper in with him through his word. Not to just continue where we're at. God wants to up the game here. He's saying, let's go up one notch, one level. Let's try going deeper. Let's try memorizing. Let's try meditating. Let's try studying scripture. Let's try not just reading it as a casual 10-minute, 15-minute read every day, but let's go deeper. God is calling us to go deeper. For a reason, not without reason. I don't know the exact reasons, but I know that I can make a case for them through scripture. And God is calling us so that we do not become like the nation of Israel. In the same chapter of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 18, God says, oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand, and your descendants like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed before me. And God is saying, there is a reward for heeding my voice. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. It's a lament that God is sounding here. He's saying, oh, that you had paid attention to my commands. If you only did that, if you only heeded my voice, if you only responded to me when I was calling out to you. God is saying, these would have been your benefits. And he's stating that there's a reward in heeding God's voice. The consequence of not doing so is not something God pulls out of his bag and says, is not something that God punishes us for. God doesn't punish us in a way that we think of punishment, in that he punishes us because we haven't heard his voice, we haven't heeded his voice, we haven't responded to his voice. It's simply because he has put it in this clearly. If you had heeded his voice, we would have reaped the reward. But once we don't, then we don't reap the reward. We are exposing ourselves to what is out there. It's the result of our own disobedience. It's nothing that God is doing specially to punish us. Our own disobedience is punishment enough and leads us into places where God did not intend for us to be. So I'm going to encourage you to truly, truly be people who heed God's voice, who make it your life target and objective to make sure you're not laid back, you're not casual. Don't have a cavalier attitude when God speaks. Don't have a cowboy approach to God's word when he speaks to you. This is God. This is God. We need to really take that seriously. And King David valued God's thoughts, and he did that, as we saw there.